Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome everyone to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman. I'm a marriage coach for women in business and successful careers. And today with me is Jennifer. And in a second, Jennifer is going to introduce herself, but also you should know that right now we are in the last month of 2024, where we've taken the four pillars, God, marriage, business, and you, which are the four pillars in my program, and really used them as a structure to talk about different topics. So we picked a topic, spoke about it from four different angles with four different guests, and really got a full picture, and it's been phenomenal. So if you are new around here, we have been doing this for the entire year of 2024 and are continuing it into 2025. Today is a special episode because Jennifer is also one of my favorite clients. So Jennifer, introduce yourself, tell people a little bit about you, and then we can get into goals and business.
Okay. Well, I'm an independent insurance sales agent in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm also a district sales manager. So I have a team of other agents that work with me, and we reach out to the seniors, mostly seniors, to help them with their health insurance or Medicare, as it's known in the state, life insurance, as well as long-term care. So I've been an independent agent for about 8 years. And I've been a district sales manager for about a year and a half. And also, I'm newly married. I've been married for about a year and a half as well. So, and that's how I came to know you.
Yeah. So that's really fun.
Yeah.
Tell everyone how we started, how you found me, where you were in your journey when you were thinking, I need something.
Yeah. So actually, I'll just share a little bit. So I do have a sort of a wellness background. I have a master's degree in health education. I kind of studied wellness and natural health over the years. I've always been drawn to the healing modalities and dabbled a little bit in coaching. And also, I'm a Christian, and I was always drawn to the Jewish high holidays. And so I just kind of stumbled upon Malka Perlman online. And I ended up in her coaching school. I went through her coaching school twice, actually. And then in the midst of that, I saw a podcast that you guys had done. You two were having a conversation. And I knew that you were a marriage / business coach. And at the time, I think when I saw you, I may have been dating my now husband. And I thought, you know what? I think I might need that lady at some point. So I got on your email list. And probably maybe about a year later, I had been married for 6 months or so, and I saw you were having a promotion, and I thought, yeah, I think I'm going to give it a try. So that's how it started. And when I came to you, I didn't really have anything deep or heavy to kind of discuss regarding my marriage. I was newly married, and we're both in our 50s. So there was a lot of new stuff, and it was mostly just, you know, navigating personality differences and role expectations. So that's kind of what you and I were focusing on. And we started working together, not this past September, but the September before.
Right.
And we worked together for about 3 months. So into December, maybe. And then we picked it up again in the spring. And then we were just about to wrap it up in this past September.
Right.
So, yeah. So about a year we worked together.
Yeah, it was really fun to do the first 3 months and really get you to that really great place you were at. And then out of nowhere, you're like, yeah, I think I'm ready for another round. And in that second round, we went like, woo, flying.
Yeah.
I want to hear from you what these sessions were like for you, because I know how they are for me. I love them every time. But what is it like for people who are listening and maybe thinking about it? What can you tell them?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, as a Christian, you're obviously Jewish. I feel like I really appreciate your God-centered focus. And so that really came through in our sessions. And you just have so much wisdom and insight. And every time I talked to you, it was fun. You know, I just remember laughing a lot together. And, you know, sometimes I really didn't even know what we were going to talk about. It just kind of bubbled up, you know, as we started talking. So there were several times when we ended up going into, you led me into a spontaneous customized meditation. And that was really cool. So it was just, it was really fun. And you gave me a lot of tools that I wasn't aware of to use, a lot of insight from your perspective. And so, yeah, it was just a really great experience.
Yeah.
I so appreciate it.
In that first time we met, that was the easiest discovery call I've ever had, because you came in, you were ready. You just wanted to ask, like, is this really for me? And then I confirmed, yep, this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to work. And you're like, great. Where do I sign up? I just remember going like, what? That's it? You don't have any pushback?
Well, I kind of knew it. Like I said, I from your conversation with Rivka Malka and some of your material that I had received, I kind of already knew.
Right.
So it was a no-brainer for me.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the effects that it had. I don't know if you want to take it the first round and second round, or if you just want to look at it as one big thing. How do you look at it?
I guess more like one big thing. It was just a continuation. You know, there's a short little break there in between, but it really helped me to, I guess, with my perspective and my thinking patterns within my marriage. I kind of had to shift a little bit of my thinking, and that kind of hung me up a little bit. And so that really broke that wide open. So from my marriage perspective, that was extremely helpful. You know, all the stuff that we did focusing on the marriage, really, really helpful. And, you know, as we were kind of moving into September, now my busy season at work really goes from October to December. And so the sales season, that's the highest sales season. So September is sort of a month of preparation. And as we were getting ready to close out our last session, you and I in September, I was just kind of sitting back and I was reflecting, and I thought, you know what? I'm looking back at this whole year, and I felt like I feel now more prepared for my busy season in work than I probably ever have. I just felt more prepared. I felt more poised. I just had a sense that I was going to do really well. And I told you that. I just have a sense that I think I'm going to do pretty well this year, you know? And it wasn't even really like a goal. I hadn't set a goal to achieve anything particular other than to do better than I had ever done before. You know, that's always my big goal. And you even said, you said, well, I think you're going to kill it this year. And so that was our last session. And you said, well, you know, keep me posted. Let me know how it goes. And so I think you reached out to me sort of halfway through the season, or I had already started the season. And at that time, I didn't tell you this, but I had actually submitted more production or more applications in the first 2 weeks than anybody else in the company. It's a nationwide company. And so I didn't tell you that, but that's kind of when you chimed in to ask me how things are going. And I just said, well, you know, they're going pretty well. And then now fast forward to December 7th, which was the last day of this busy season. Not only have I probably more than doubled my production, my best production ever. I think I probably more than doubled that production. I haven't done the numbers, but it's probably pretty close. Not only have I done that, but right now I'm at the top of the list and I'm in the top agent position right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Looks which I've never done before. I've never done that before. So.
And was it hard or easy? I want everybody to hear this. Was it hard to get there, or did it just flow?
It really flowed. Honestly, it really did. And I was reflecting, you know, on the fact that, and you mentioned this several times, I've heard you say it in several of your podcasts, and you and I talked about it. You know, when you focus on one area of your life, it spills into the other areas, you know, just naturally. It naturally flows. And so I feel like that's really what the effect was. My business side wasn't even on the radar. You and I didn't even talk about it.
Yeah, I remember even in the beginning, I asked you, like, don't you want to focus a little bit on your business too? You're like, no, I just want my marriage to be great. And I want to focus on it. I want to have a good marriage and I want to make sure that it's working. And then we brought up all the things that were annoying or this or that, whatever. And it was like, so focused. You are so good as, you know, as a client, you're just like, this is what I want. I'm showing up. And every time you showed up, I don't know what we're talking about, but we're definitely talking about something. It was so cool how we did not even touch.
No.
Nothing.
No, it didn't come up not once. I don't even think you knew what I did for a living. We didn't even really talk about it. So yes, I mean, it definitely just flowed naturally. Now I worked hard for sure. I worked harder than I ever have. And I felt that, but it was just kind of like, I felt like I was just being led. Okay. You got to do this, got to do this, got to do this. And it just kind of, it was an outpouring. So yeah, I mean, it truly is amazing. And not only did I do well, but my husband, he's also in the insurance industry and he's always done well, but his business has really grown exponentially. And my sister, I don't think I told you this, but she lives in North Carolina. She started doing what I'm doing after I did. I started in March of 2017. She joined in October of 2017. She's killing it. She's done better than she's ever done. So I feel like this work that you and I have done together is maybe having a rippling effect.
Yeah. You know, one of the coolest things that happens is that women will work with me on something and suddenly their husband starts to succeed and they have no clue how that works, but it works. And every time I hear it and I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it truly is amazing.
You know, it's a lot of times it's because husband and wife, we are connected in the soul, right? We are one. And so when you grow, they just automatically grow because they're with you. Yeah. And a lot of times they won't know why, but they just feel better or they feel like it's easier or something's just working out. There's something they can't put their finger on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Truly amazing. So, I mean, I just keep thinking, I'm marveling in how it's gone, you know, to get to this point. It really is amazing. And you're a big part of that. And I look back too, I've got a poster in my office. I do a poster every year, like a vision board. And I choose a word for the year. My word for this year was elevate. And I feel like you really helped me elevate, you know, in both of these areas.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, yeah, it's just been really cool. And like I said, just going through the coaching itself was a lot of fun. There were some tears along the way for certain things that came up, but overall, I just remember it being it was just fun.
I love that you say that because one of my core values is positivity. And when I was learning and being in other programs, I once had a coach who was really into go into that deep, scary place and like, you know, whatever, heal it. But it was always very hard, heavy, scary. Like it felt dark. And I committed to not ever take my clients into anything dark that I couldn't take them back out into the light. You know, like, yes, yeah, sometimes you have to go clean up something, but I really like bringing God into it and saying, God, there is something dark over there. I don't even want to go in there. You go clean it up. Let me know how it goes. Right. It's allowing it to heal without you having to control and go in there yourself. So for you to tell me that it was fun to work with me is such a gift because I really feel like that is one of my big goals in life, you know, not to make people feel like this is hard work, but more like an amazing, enjoyable journey that brings up the most amazing parts of you.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, overall, that's what I would say. It was a fun, easy experience. I just so appreciated every bit of it. I mean, I really hated for it to end.
Me too. I remember you saying, I'm like, okay, next time is after January. So just like put it in your calendar to remind me. I've got my eyes on you. Yeah, but I think the coolest thing is how just 3 months made such a shift that the second time we started working together, it was a no-brainer. The results are so great that it makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell someone who's sort of on the fence thinking maybe I want this, but I'm not sure?
Oh, I would say go for it. I mean, like I said, it's a no-brainer. If you want to elevate any part of your life, if you want to take it to the next level, I mean, pertaining to marriage and business, obviously that's your focus, but I would say go for it. I mean, you can't lose. You really can't lose, especially if you've got God guiding the whole process. There is no loss. There's no way you can go wrong.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the specific details of what's been changing or what has transformed in your relationships with God, with your husband, with yourself.
Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show.
Oh gosh, that's a good question. I think part of it was, you know, me coming into my marriage later in my life, I probably had a set of expectations or beliefs that things should look this way or be this way. And I was kind of holding a little bit onto that. And I was getting a little bit knocked down when things didn't go exactly the way I thought. And I think that was a big part of it, was just sort of releasing, okay, it doesn't have to look like this, it's okay. And just being a little bit more flexible. And that's something that I had to work on. That was my responsibility. And I think you helped me with that. You gave me some tools that sort of helped change my mental framework. And also just trusting God. I mean, there are certain things in your marriage or your life, your business, whatever, that may not be exactly the way you would like them to be. And it's okay. Give it to God. Trust Him to lead you along the way, and He will. And I saw that. I definitely have seen that for sure.
What does your husband think of our coaching?
He really doesn't understand it. He doesn't know much about it. I've told him about you, but he doesn't get it. He has no idea what we talk about, other than that one time when we accidentally were trying to connect through Zoom and you couldn't hear me. And we were kind of like, what? I do this, try this, try that. And this was 5:30 in the morning, my time in Atlanta. And I didn't know this, but the Bluetooth speaker was in our bedroom and it was the computer was going through the Bluetooth speaker. So he was hearing everything that was being said and he came. Yeah,
and he heard you saying,
oh, hang on a minute. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
And I'm sitting there going, you can't hear me. La, 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 la. Testing. 1, 2, 3. And then
he heard all of that. So he's like, Jen, I'm hearing the whole conversation in the speaker. So anyway, but other than that, he really doesn't know much about it. I haven't shared with him too many details. I've told him a little bit here and there, you know, this is something we discussed or whatever, but he doesn't know too much about it. And he's really not interested, to be honest. Right.
I love that. I'll tell you why, because my husband's the same way. I could go, you know, sign up for a class, go every week. And all he knows is I'm just out. He doesn't. Yeah. And, you know, I come home, I want to tell him stuff. He's like, whatever. Like,
yeah,
whatever. It's like totally not his language. but he appreciates it and, you know, sees that I'm enjoying myself. So he's not against it, but it's, some people think I need my husband to, like, you know, when we say I want my husband to be on board, for me, that means just support me so I can do the thing. Right. But some people think he has to be in it, like counting your money and, you know, telling you which direction to go in your business or whatever. It's like, no,
not at all. But he is reaping the benefits in ways he doesn't realize, like you said.
Yeah. I think in marriage and in business, he's, you know, just a happier man.
Yeah, I would say so. And more successful.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about business and goals, because that really is the, you know, the big topic. If somebody is listening to this and they're thinking, my goal is for my business to flow better, for things to get easier, I don't want to feel like I'm controlling everything and holding so much and being weighed down by the business, the marriage, whatever. What's some advice that you think you would give them?
Well, you know what? I think that it's all connected. And so if you're wanting to focus on a particular goal in your business or whatever, there may be some other areas that might need to be addressed, you know, maybe heart issues, maybe, I don't know, thinking thought issues. So if you just kind of have, well, this is my main goal, I think if you're open to the fact that there may be some other smaller things along the way that may be impacting this big goal that maybe need to be cleared out of the way. You know what I mean? Because I think it all works together. I mean, that's just clearly what happened with me. I was kind of focused on, you know, really just having the best marriage I could possibly have. And as an outflow of that, it affected my business. So I think that you can choose an area that you really want to focus on. But I think just being open to the fact that maybe there's some other stuff that needs to be addressed first. You know, maybe there's something else that's holding you back or blocking you or whatever that might need to be cleared out of the way.
Yeah, I love that. Did you end up doing that drawing every day or sketching every day throughout
the busy until season? I got to my busy season? Yes, I did. And I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one thing that was like, I noticed that you were stressing out about the busy season towards our last thing. You said something and I said, no, I want it to feel easy. I want it to feel fun. So how can we do that? And that was so cool that you were able to come up with from within, just like through the guided meditation. What do I need to do to let it be easy?
Yeah. So you're talking about watercolor. I like to watercolor as just a creative expression. And I was kind of a little bit stressed out about the fact that I wasn't able to do it. Like I felt like I didn't have time to do it. And you were like, well, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time. Just maybe take 5 minutes, you know, 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be a masterpiece. Just do it. And so I really started doing that every day, just sitting down and drawing something, not stressing out about what it looked like, just doing it for the fun of it. And that really did help. I just felt lighter doing it.
Yeah.
You know, a lighter energy.
Yeah. And that's a real big, important thing everybody here needs to hear, is when you're setting goals, or even if you don't set goals, like you just like, you know, go wing it. But, you know, you may have very solid goals or just vague, I want to make it better than last year goals. If you're so focused on the goal and the result that you can't enjoy the journey, then you're going to come out maybe with your goal ticked off. Like maybe you actually checked all the boxes, but you're not going to feel accomplished. You're not going to feel fulfilled. You're not going to feel like you actually made it. The best advice is find something that's going to help you throughout the journey, day by day, the little things that happen on the way to the goal in order to alleviate some of that grabbiness, right? Because we can't forget that the results are up to God, right? They're not in my hands. So if I can control what I can control, it's going to allow it to flow.
Absolutely. And not only that, if you're so focused on the goal, you kind of end up tripping all over yourself trying to get there, you know, wait, too much pressure.
Right.
So yeah, I totally agree with that. Just kind of taking it in stride. I mean, yes, it's okay to have, this is my goal. And as long as God is with you and he's guiding you along the way, and you're allowing yourself to enjoy the process, you know what? You're probably going to get there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. Well, I hope that whoever's listening, their goal is for this January to sign up and work with me because doors open in January. I actually reached capacity and decided that until January, I can't take any new people. And I had a couple of people ask me, I want to work with you. I want to work with you. I'm like, okay, wait till January. You can join then. But at this point, people are really waiting for that open door. So if you're thinking about it, if anybody here is trying to imagine what it might be like, get ready, start to collect yourself to really grab it when it comes live, because it's very, very high touch. So it's not something that's available forever. Like it's very limited. Can you talk a little bit about the different parts of the program? Like, obviously there's the one-on-ones with me, which we spoke about, were fun and amazing. There's WhatsApp support, and there is a whole meditation library training sessions. Tell people a little bit about that.
Yeah, I feel like you have a really good library of different content, meditations and so forth. And I would say probably in the first half of me working with you, I did tap into that a lot. And there was a lot of just conversations and I think workshops that you had done with other ladies as a part of that. So all of that content was available and I tried to tap into that as much as I could. And I found that to be very helpful as well. So yeah, it was like the full effect. One-on-ones with you, backup content, of course, your podcasts that you do regularly. I mean, it really, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want, you know, I noticed that you don't use the WhatsApp support so much. We had our good sessions and then it sort of, you went on your way till the next time we met, which was totally cool. I'm bringing that up because some people are saying, I won't be able to take advantage of everything, so I can't do it right now or something like that. I want people to notice, like, even if you just do one thing, show up to the sessions.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, you know? Show up and give it a try. Just be open. If you have something on your mind or your heart that you'd like to focus on, then just bring that to the table and just wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
You might be totally surprised.
Yeah. You were every single time.
I totally was. Every time. Yes. Every time. For sure.
Every time.
And I walked away from every session just smiling, just thinking, wow, I can't believe what just happened. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
And I just so appreciated that. So
yeah,
you just never know. And you have to be open. I think that's the biggest thing. You really have to be open. Don't try to make it be the way you think it's going to be. You just kind of have to be flexible and just wait and see what God does with it. He'll do something for sure. There's no question about that.
Yeah. I love that you said the way to your goal isn't a direct line. And sometimes you have to take those detours and take care of the things that are on the sidelines to really get there in a very healthy way. I've seen that so beautifully where it's like, you think we're talking about one thing and then suddenly somehow this other issue pops up and you're like, I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, exactly.
And then suddenly there's like all this weight just like melts away because that was behind the scenes really weighing you down. You didn't even know, you know, there was like.
And that actually happened. Like I was saying, there were some sessions that we had and I was like, I don't even know that I have anything specific to talk about today. I mean, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about. But then somehow it just bubbled up and there was something, oh yeah, this is something we can kind of focus on. And that turned out to be the thing that just sort of like clicked.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just never know.
Yeah. I want to talk about our belief that things are impossible, especially because we're talking about goals and business. There are things in the business world that are expected. You know, if you're at this stage, then you can expect that if you work hard, you can get to the next stage and the next stage and so on. And even in marriage or in life, you could think that there's certain things that are possible. And then there's the impossible, you know, like I'm never going to get my husband to do this or to give up that or to, you know, whatever. And I think the work that we did together really touched on that, on creating the making the impossible possible.
Yes, you're right. And I can't think of specific examples, but I know that there were maybe some things that were concerns of mine, let's just say. And we kind of talked about it, maybe, or addressed it from a different way. And I just let it be and prayed about it, obviously. And somehow or another, I saw it being manifested. Like whatever it was, I'm trying not to be too specific, but yes, that absolutely happens as well.
Yeah. And that's something that's really important. When you are in the very limited, living in this illusion of this world, like business has to be a certain way and, you know, things are linear. It's very constricting because that's not how it really is. And when you bring God into it and you open yourself up to all of that's possible because God is abundant, that's really the best way to do your goals, to do your business, to do anything in life, is allowing it to not be linear and to be led.
Yes, because ultimately it's not up to me. If I'm trying to make it be the way I think it should be, it's all on me. I'm the one doing all of the work and I can't. It's impossible for me to do it myself. So if you just trust that God is leading you, and do the things that he might put in front of you or whatever, somehow along the way, it's going to work out and it will be manifested. I continue to see it happening, not only in my business, but also in my marriage. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm so excited about your sister, by the way. I've heard people say very many times that their husbands are affected by this work, but the fact that your sister did well too makes me excited about what's possible, you know? It's contagious.
It is. It's like, isn't that like the butterfly effect? Is that something?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? Anyway, yeah, it is. It's contagious, totally contagious. And it's just amazing. Yeah. So yeah, it was a wonderful experience, wonderful working with you. And I am just still amazed.
I'm really excited. I'm proud of you. I knew you were going to do well, but then when you wrote to me, I'm doing way better than I expected, I was like, yeah, you know, oh yeah, that's awesome. Because I think also, and I'm going to give you a lot of credit for this, the first time we worked together, you knew what you wanted. You were very focused. You knew what you wanted. It was my first time meeting you, so I didn't know how much you knew about me, but you knew that I can help you in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time we worked together, you really didn't know what was possible. Like you just came in because you liked me. At that point, you're like, yeah, whatever she does, I'll take because it's great, you know?
That's true.
And I appreciate that because, you know, I like you too. I think that's one thing that people say, you know, if you want to have me as your friend, hire me once and I'll be your friend forever, because I really love people and the people I work with. It's really deep connections. But then the second time around, you weren't as focused. You were more open, like you were saying. And the fact that you came in for that second time being completely open to what's possible and like all the miracles, that was the groundwork for that gigantic success, because you weren't as attached to the goal, right? Like you were very much open.
True. Yep, totally. And it just blew up.
In a good way.
Yes, in a good way. Totally.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, God.
Yes.
I just feel like I need to open up to let that in. It's so fun. Okay, great. Do you have anything else to add to all these people listening?
No, I would just say, like you said, if you're on the fence, I would say give it a shot. You can't lose. You really can't lose. I mean, it's just wonderful to work with you. It's a wonderful experience. And you got to try. You just got to try.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Thank you. Oh, another question that people bring up and I wanted to ask you is the fact that we're not the same. I'm a mother of eight and you're not, you know, maybe you're older than me, whatever, you know, for all right. Those people who have like that thing, you know, you're Christian, I'm Jewish. There's a lot of differences that are getting in people's way. They're like, I don't know if I should, and that, because we're not the same, or maybe she doesn't get me, or whatever it is. Does that play a role for you, or is there anything you could say to that?
No, because for me, the core, the thing that we have in common really is the most important thing. We both love God.
Right.
It might, you know, look a little different or have different perspectives, but the bottom line is we both love God, and that's the core. And that's our focus. So if we have that in common, that's the most important thing.
Right. Yeah.
So all that other stuff just kind of fades away.
I love that. I love that. Because for me, I don't see it. My husband makes fun of me that I say women are beautiful even when they're not. He's like, you don't see? She's not beautiful. And I'm like, what do you mean she's gorgeous? He makes fun of me that I see the soul and I don't see the face. Like, I don't actually see the external.
Right.
And I think that spills over also when I'm working with women, I don't see the differences. I don't see these things that people see. Oh, no. But you're old, you know, you're not old enough. Somebody told me I'm old enough to be your mom. I'm like, and what? My mom was in one of my masterminds. Like, my mother was a client. Like, <Yeah. laughs> that shouldn't stop you from coming and working with me. But that was so funny how she said, I'm old enough to be your mom. And like, and that what does that mean? You know, why would that change anything? It's amazing to me that I don't see it when people bring it up to me and they're like, well, I don't have any kids, so you probably won't get it. Or I don't know, I'm a different something or rather. I'm like, I don't care. I don't see it.
Right. Well, it's not really you anyway. I mean, it is you, but you're kind of like the channel through which, you know, all of this help and goodness is coming from, right? So it's coming through you and you're not in control of it anyway.
Yeah.
So all of that stuff is just, it's kind of irrelevant to me.
Yeah, I feel so called out right now. Like, I feel embarrassed that you totally see through me, you know, like here I am. I know that it's not me and I know that I'm a channel. And to say that is so scary and to own up to that. But that was so on point. It's so on point, you know, because it brings God into the core. It takes away that illusion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. I feel very seen right now.
Oh,
that's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Okay, well, I invite you, listener, if I don't know you yet, then come on, schedule a call. Let's meet each other, see if it's a good fit. You can go on my website, connectedforreal.com. There's a little tab that says private coaching. You can read all about it. In January, we're opening doors. And there are very limited spots. So if you are ready, definitely schedule a discovery call before January and get your spot nice and ready. And even if you think it's too late, just schedule and we'll see if it works out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look forward to hearing somebody else's testimony next year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You know, I think that's one of the coolest things is, can you sit down and journal about what you would say in a year from now on my podcast? That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great thought.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thought. I'm going to do that too.
There you go.
I'm going to manifest all the things I'm going to tell you guys next year, and then I'll give you credit for it.
Okay.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. That's really fun. Okay, you know how cheeks hurt because you're smiling too much? Like, I had that at my wedding where I couldn't smile anymore because it hurt. That's how I feel right now.
Okay, good. I feel the same. That's awesome.
It's such a pleasure to have this opportunity for someone to come on and actually put a face to this because it's such a private work that we do. Most of my clients are behind the scenes. They don't want to give testimonials. They don't want to be seen because it's their life. It's, you know, my marriage, it's my business, it's whatever. So for you to come on and share and really help people hear what it's like is such a gift. And I very much appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And thanks for having me. I'm glad that I had something really exciting to share.
Me too. I knew it was coming, but I didn't know how big and how awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun to celebrate, you know, and that's one of the steps in the Calm Method is to celebrate. It's really fun to celebrate and notice that it's all God, but mm-hmm. it's also what I put in, right? The effort that I put into it and the intention I put into it, that's what I can control. And right. so it really is like a co-creation.
Exactly.
You know, there's this really beautiful thing where I was talking to my father in one of the podcasts, and he said, what you need, you will always get. But what you want is that gap that God created for you to fill.
Mm. Wow.
And if you want it and you're being called to go after it, God will help you and guide you. But that's really the part that you get to put in.
Right.
And when you put in your part and really go after the things you want, that's where you get to light up the world. That's where you get to bring God into the mundane. And at the end of the day, when it says who is wealthy or who is rich, the one who is happy with his lot. Mm-hmm. So you can really look at it that way. You feel rich and wealthy when you put in the effort and saw the guidance and, you know, showed up and leaned in, and then you're really happy in that part of you, in the part mm-hmm. that you put. It's not the same like if you win, you know, some random lottery and suddenly you have money.
Yeah, no, that's powerful because it's fulfilling to be a part of that whole co-creation process. That's the most fulfilling thing.
And as a side point, or maybe even the main point, it brings you closer to God because you had to lean on him for the guidance and you had to lean on him for showing you what's next and, you know, yeah. for making things work out. And so you really had to get out of yourself.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it's not about you. It's not about what you can or can't do, really. You just got to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And let God take control and he'll do it. That's the hardest part, is getting out of the way.
Yeah. And you did a great job getting out of the way there.
Yes. Oh man.
That's awesome. When you told me, it's like, it's feeling easy. I'm like, yes, it's meant to do that. It's supposed to.
It really is. It's the truth. Really, anything can feel easy as long as you get out of the way. It's you know, like I said, it's just not up to you, but it's remembering to do that. Remembering to release, remembering to surrender and just give it up.
Yeah. And people get confused. They say, let it be easy. It's like, what? You want me to just sit here and twiddle my thumbs? No, like you said, you actually did work. You worked very hard, but mm-hmm. it didn't feel like you were controlling it. It just felt like right. you were going with a flow of things to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes I remind myself, I'm like, God is the boss and I'm working for him. I don't have to hold it all. I just need to do the work.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for coming on here. Thank you for the listeners. Do you have anything to say before I close it?
No, I'll just say that it's always a delight speaking with you. I always truly, truly enjoy it. So thank you.
Thank you. I'll take that in. I have a big smile on my face.
Aw.
Ah, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Don't forget to come back next week for another amazing episode, Goals and You. And then the episode after this is a recap of all the year that we had with a bunch of different snippets from different things. And you're probably going to love that. So make sure you subscribe and get ready.
Yeah.
And thank you again. Don't forget to be connected for real.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.